God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is coming from our epistle reading from John, 1 John chapter 4, 13 through 21. The title of the message is, Perfect Love Casts Out Fear. And more beautiful of an introduction to today's message could be the sacrament of holy baptism, which little Phil, I guess, just got through enjoying. In the midst of that sacrament, we truly see God's outpouring of love. His forgiveness of sins being bestowed upon a little child who doesn't deserve it, not because his parents aren't perfect. They're good, but not perfect. Get used to that. You're going to find out more about that as little Phil gets a little bit older. But because of God's grace and grace alone. It is through the person work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that salvation has been accomplished for us. He bestows the salvation upon us, not by anything we have done, again, by what God has done. What just occurred at the beginning part of our worship service. God, through water and his word, declares the forgiveness of sins. Makes little Phil part of his family of God. Again, nothing by us human beings per se. I, as the pastor, was only the instrument of God's love. It was God's love that now comes upon the child. And Philip is now in the family of God. As we finish the baptismal liturgy by declaring him part of our family, this is also true for the Christian church. We don't just baptize in and of ourselves, alone and isolated, but in a family, in a community of believers. And all this needs to be tied into our text because our text is a beautiful example of who God is and his church with this aspect of love. In that second paragraph on page 6, John clearly notes that God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. Basically, God is that aspect of love. That love that does not hate. That love that shows forgiveness. How did God ultimately show his love for us? By himself taking on flesh and blood. By himself dying on the cross to appease God the Father's wrath. The big word that was used in the King James and the English Standard Version and the RSV version is propitiation. When God himself becomes the pavement to reconnect humanity because of our sinfulness back to a loving, caring God. Again, this isn't anything about what we have done. It's about what God has done. So the church celebrates this day. And in our text it says, there is no fear in love. And this is most certainly true, hence the title of our sermon, Perfect Love Casts Out Fear. You see, it is this perfect love of God that does away with fear. In any of our relationships, you know, if someone says, I love you, but in order for that love to take place, you must do this, 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 and this. And if you don't do all these things, then I just can't love you. Is that true love? By our world's standards, the world may say yes, but by God's standards, the answer is no. You see, God loves us regardless what we have done, regardless how many sins we have committed, because Jesus has taken away the price. He has paid the price. He has taken away our sins. He has appeased God the Father's wrath so that we are now loved by him. We have that perfect love because perfect love comes from God. In our text, it says, we love because he first loved us. In our text, we are noted that, yes, love comes from God. One of the examples I like to use to sort of illustrate this is that waterfall. I know I mentioned this just a couple weeks ago, but I want to mention it again and then add a little bit to it. In that waterfall, we see all this water coming down, so to speak, from the heavens above. And it's coming down in thousands and thousands of gallons. And showering, say, picturing us underneath it. Constant God's love as little Phil is now enjoying. But then let me also use a doggy analogy in here. Most of you know I have a little dog. Okay, a big little dog. And what happens when this dog gets wet? Like most dogs, it starts shaking. And water goes all over the place. and it goes on everyone who happens to be in the vicinity. In one essence, that's exactly what our text is talking about, because it says, "For we love because He first loved us. And if anyone says, 'I love God,' yet hates his brother, he is a liar." And the last line, "Whoever loves God must also love his brother." You see, we cannot help but love other people. It's sort of like being in that waterfall of God's grace and love and mercy, and then stepping out, and what do? The doggy syndrome. We shake the love all over the place. Today, we got the opportunity to experience that love firsthand, as we saw little Phil being baptized, that love of God coming upon him. Now, if little Phil was a good dog, he would then shake all over and get everyone all wet. But in one essence, that's what, as Christians, we also do. As we leave the divine service, after we've also been showered upon with God's love, not necessarily through the rite of holy baptism, but through the forgiveness of sin, and also as we partake in Christ's very own body and blood, what do? We leave this community of believers to go out into the world to do what? The doggy syndrome. To shake that love that has just been showered upon us. Without worry that we might become dry, because we know we just where to come back for that perfect love. We come back to that house of God. We come back to that Word of God. We come back to His sacraments and be drenched again in God's love and forgiveness. See, that is that perfect love. There is no fear here. That perfect love is given to us. Where, unfortunately, our human nature comes in and creates that fear, creates that manipulation we want to avoid. As John says, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen." What John is reminding us is, how often in our lives are our actions being driven by fear? And if it's not our actions being driven by fear, how many times do we try to manipulate others by fear? Let me put it this way. As a little child, I will admit, I never had a clean room. Most of you are probably saying, yes, we can see that. Your office is not clean either. And so my mother would try her best to try to motivate me to clean my room. She would try bribery, like allowance here and there. It didn't work very well. She would try the threat of punishment. Well, the threat of punishment is a good motivator for us human beings. Just take a look at the speed limit signs, especially during this holiday weekend. How well do we obey them, knowing that there will be a few more police officers out there watching us? The threat of punishment is a wonderful motivator, except for God doesn't want us to live under that threat of punishment. He doesn't want to live in that relationship of fear. That is really no good relationship for the family of God. You can't have a husband-wife relationship built on fear, can you? You can't have a close family relationship built on fear. No, love casts out fear. Love accepts, love embraces. So it is with God's love for us. Notice today, God did not hesitate to shower little Phil with his grace through the waters of holy baptism. There was no restrictions. There was no requirements. God's love is given freely. So it is also with us. God's love is given freely. We need that love given freely. Unfortunately, there are some people in this world that, because their ideas of wanting to make sure they have a purposeful outcome, would start to instill fear into the Christian life. And this is wrong. But unfortunately, we can see churches teaching that fear of God, so that your aspect of eternal life is even being challenged unless if you perform certain tasks and abilities. Not so with the God as He reveals Himself in His Word. Our salvation, little Phil's salvation, is not based on anything he has done, but is based upon Christ and Him crucified, what Christ has done for the forgiveness of our sins. So this day we celebrate this love of God. We rejoice and we bask in being drowned, so to speak, in this great waterfall of divine grace This is one of the reasons why we call it the divine service. We gather this day to receive that love and forgiveness of God. We gather here today to be encouraged by one another in this special community of believers. As we ended our baptismal liturgy, we welcomed little Phil into the family of God, and more particularly into this family. This last hymn that we sang, hymn 295, that third stanza, tells us a little bit more about this family of God. Stanza 3 says, "We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear." This is what the family of God is all about, as we try to share that perfect love not coming from us, but that comes from God. So we gather not only to hear God's word, to receive his sacrament, to be strengthened and showered in his love, but also to encourage one another in the Christian faith. There may be some of us who are kind of down and out. Some of us who feel like we haven't been recently drenched in God's love, or we're feeling alone or forgotten. Now you have come to the perfect place. The perfect place where you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry about being rejected. A perfect place where God accepts you. And a community of believers that should also be embracing of you, showing that love and that concern for one another, because Christ first loved us. Christ showed that concern for us. He is the one who has taken on flesh and blood and made his dwelling among us. So this day we remember that God's perfect love casts out fear. We gather this day to receive God's grace and to share that grace, remembering the doggy syndrome, so to speak. We ask the Lord to open up our hearts to be receptive to his grace and to help us to be that wet doggy to a world that's still experiencing the dryness of sin. We ask the Lord to help us to share that perfect love so that all their fear may also be released through the person and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.